The almost overmastering temptation. But Joseph's master's wife endeavored to entice the young man to transgress the law of God. He had remained untainted by the corruption teeming in that heathen land, but this temptation, so sudden, so strong, so seductive, how should it be met? Joseph knew well the consequence of resistance. On the one hand were concealment, favor, and rewards, on the other, disgrace, imprisonment, perhaps death. His whole future life depended upon the decision of the moment. Would Joseph be true to God? With inexpressible anxiety, angels looked upon the scene. Joseph's answer reveals the power of religious principle. He would not betray the confidence of his master on earth, and, whatever the consequences, he would be true to his master in heaven. Joseph's first thought was of God. "How can I do this great wickedness, and sin against God?" he said. Let the young ever remember that wherever they are and whatever they do, they are in the presence of God. No part of our conduct escapes observation. We cannot hide our ways from the Most High. To every deed there is an unseen witness. Every act, every word, every thought is as distinctly marked as though there were only one person in the whole world. Joseph suffered for his integrity. His tempter revenged herself by causing him to be thrust into prison. Had Potiphar believed his wife's charge against Joseph, the young Hebrew would have lost his life, but the modesty and uprightness that had characterized his conduct were proof of his innocence. Yet to save the reputation of his master's house, he was abandoned to disgrace and bondage. At first Joseph was treated with great severity by his jailers. The psalmist says, "His feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in chains of iron, until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tried him."